dining room table, except they're remodeling my kitchen. The dining room table's covered with everything out of the cabinets in the kitchen. Oh, thank you.
What year was this built?
1888-89. By the way, have you all seen the Grayson County history that our Historical Society published? It isn't a genealogical history, but it has, let me show you.
It's not the Southwestern Virginia Historical Society, is it?
No, it's Grayson County Historical Society.
I was talking about
the county.
Oh, yeah, they have that at the library.
Yeah, they have this at the library. This house is in it. Here's Elk Creek. Here's this house.
Yeah.
Of course, this was the first edition, and they had a million mistakes.
I was glancing through it at the library.
And there's some other... I think there's some other Cornettes. Yeah, this was a Cornett home up toward Comer's Rock.
Hmm.
I didn't know if you'd seen this or not. They have a paperback edition now, too. It's just, you know, it's the same, except it's paperback.
Yeah.
You can see.
She was born in 1825.
My grandmother Cornett was Warwick, and she had written a lot of stuff. And here's the record she had put in of. But this is just Levi and Olive's
children.
Children. I don't believe I have anything in the Bible that goes back beyond that. What do I have? See, I have, let me look somewhere else. I have a full worth turning your tape recorder off.
Yeah, I can turn it off, rewind it a little. I don't know. Let's see, they had a brother named, there was a Colonel Alexander Cornett, their brother.
Yes.
And a, Archelaus Cornett.
Archelaus.
Well, yeah.
A-R-C-H-E-L-O-U-S.
Yeah. And they had one of their sisters married a Rudy.
Yeah.
And there was another one married a preacher or something.
Where did you get all of this, all of your information?
Well,
just different places? Or?
That part about their family I found, and they've got that book down there, we saw it. It's another book about Grayson County, and it had a chapter on the Cornettes.
Oh, yeah, the Pioneer Settlers of Grayson County. I have that one, too. My grandfather's old book that's still here.
Yeah.
It has a lot of mistakes in it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. In our family, in our branch that I knew of, like the names of who married which one, I think they had my grandmother's name wrong in there.
Hmm. Yeah, that's where I found out they lived on Elk Creek. It said Lucy H. married Andrew Poor, and they lived on Elk Creek and had sons and daughters, but that's all it said.
No, this is just a copy of the, let's see, William was their father.
Yeah.
And James was his father.
He was? Well, I don't have that.
I have copies of the wills.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
From the courthouse.
James Cornett was William's father.
And do you know that I found William's grave? I'd never known where William... I know Levi, my great-grandfather, is buried in the old cemetery here, right in the little community of Elk Creek. And I had never known where William was buried. And a neighbor told me that they had, on some of their land, just down below here, there was an old cemetery that had a lot of Cornett stones in it. So one Sunday my husband and I were rambling around and drove down that road and walked out to the cemetery, and there was William Stone with the dates and everything. It was down, you know, it's not standing, but everything you could read on it. But I could not find his wife's stone. Alexander, Colonel Alexander's grave was there.
Do you have the dates for all that?
If I can find it.
I should run out and get my papers.
I thought I had all this somewhere, but I'm not very well organized because I'm not much of a digger. I take it the easy way, but I won't dig for anything. And I thought I had... I have this that... This was given to me by Mary Harrington. She had researched it on back here. And let's see. I believe she had the wrong date of death for him because I found it.
Well, that's really something. That means he's our great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be our sixth great-grandfather.
Yeah.
And the other ones?
As far as I know, people have run into a snag when they get back here. There must have been a couple of John Cornettes.
Yeah.
And so a friend of mine tells me who is... Well, she doesn't do a lot of genealogy, but she does some. And a friend of hers really does a lot of genealogical work and was connected with the Cornettes. And she says that lady has never been able to trace the Cornettes back to England and all.
Hmm.
It just seems to drop off somewhere.
You care? Let me run out to my car and get my records so I can write some of this down.
Well, in the meantime, I've got to figure... Always I have been, this is something else she gave me, some notes that I didn't have all this. Oh, she has a loose. The William Cornett's children, Levi's brothers and sisters. I did.
I think I got it out of that book though, and then I got some of their stuff from the census. Here it is.
You do, from that Pioneer Settlers of Grayson County?
Yeah, and then I just got their birth dates to the year in the census.
Mm-hmm.
But not the days and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Levi.
I've had some of that somewhere. Yeah, Jemima's grave is down at that place with Alexander's.
Yeah.
This farm where we are now and the adjoining farm were originally one, and it was the Levi Cornett farm.
Yeah. Hmm. Did you have the dates for William Cornett and his wife?
Is it on here? Let's see.
Born 1778.
Yeah. I have that real date somewhere because I copied everything off the stone and I don't know what I did with it.
How far is that cemetery from here?
About, not over 3 or 4 miles.
Is it hard to get to?
Not if you know where to go. I don't know how to tell you.
Well, you better not try it then.
Let me thumb through this thing. Maybe I wrote it in here. William Cornett's. I don't know if I had them all. Did you have more than that?
I think there were six.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Do you have any dates with that or just
names? Half of the stuff I have is written in shorthand, so.
couldn't be much worse than what's at the courthouse, but.
No. Something else. They built a hotel in Indiana, huh? Abraham Elliott.
In Independence.
Oh, IND.
That's my shorthand for Independence.
Oh. Indiana.
What have I done with what I copied off of that William Cornett tombstone? I never find anything when I want it.
I thought I had one of these with William Cornett, but I don't. I never needed one. Was like, was it? Put Jimmy Sutherland in here.
Beats me.
The book said that Jenny Sutherland's name was John Sutherland. And Elizabeth Bryan. Okay, Margaret Elizabeth Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
That says Alexander Sutherland.
Said John and Pioneer Settlers. Now yeah. this I got, I don't know where she got this. I got it from Miss Mary Harrington.
Huh. I'll put Alexander up here in parentheses. It's a question mark.
And I don't know where she got her information.
Born April 1758 in Scotland.
Stuff in here on the Warwicks than I do the Cornets.
He was 100 years old when he died. 1858. Are the Sutherlands buried around here then?
I don't know where they're buried. There was an old Sutherland cemetery and I've never been to it. I don't know if any of the stones are still there or not. I've always wanted to go, but I've never known exactly how to get there. It isn't very far away. Oh, this makes me so mad.
The Duke of Sutherland. How about
that? That made it sound good anyway.
Yeah. The Duke of Sutherland.
I guess you saw in that book that it's, the tradition says that the Canutes were descended from King Canute.
Is that true?
Who knows? I don't know. I never heard anything about it except what
made
I read.
Made a good story anyway.
Yeah. When I was first married, we lived in Africa, and on Firestone Plantation, and there was a Danish couple who worked there, lived there too, and of course she had real blue eyes and blonde hair. And one day, at talking with her, I laughingly told her that tradition in my family said that Cornets were descended from King Canute, who was from Denmark, you know, and conquered. And she said, "Oh, your eyes are blue enough to be Scandinavian." She believed it was true. I can't find that cemetery stuff. Records there sometime.
In Kentucky?
No, Virginia. Grayson County was formed from Glenmer County. And then when we were working on this history book and some of the old revolutionary records and all that I proofread, I found this cornet spelled CANUTE, KURNOTT, KERNOTT, CORNUTT, CARNUTT, and CORNETT. Here is the, here was to my great grandfather, this was the deed to these two farms, and it's CARNUTT.
That conversation was with Mrs. P.C. Connor of Elk Creek, Virginia on June 6, 1978. The next conversation is with Reverend Edward Cione of Ashland, Kentucky on June 7, 1978.
I have one more legal pad. Let me look at it.